Darwin's Theory of Evolution at allaboutscience.org. Darwin's theory of evolution is the widely held notion that all life is related and has descended from a common ancestor. Birds and bananas, fishes and flowers, all related. Darwin's general theory presumes the development of life from non-life and stresses a purely naturalistic or undirected descent with modification. That is, complex creatures evolve from more simplistic ancestors naturally over time. In a nutshell, as random genetic mutations occur within an organism's genetic code, the beneficial mutations are preserved because they aid survival, a process known as natural selection. These beneficial mutations are passed on to the next generation. Over time, beneficial mutations accumulate, and the result is not just a variation of the original, but an entirely different creature. While Darwin's theory of evolution is relatively young, the evolutionary worldview itself is as old as antiquity. Ancient Greek philosophers such as Anaximander postulated the development of life from non-life and the evolutionary descent of man from animal. Charles Darwin simply brought something new to an old philosophy, a plausible mechanism called natural selection. Suppose a member of a species developed a functional advantage, such as growing wings and learning to fly. Its offspring would inherit that advantage and pass it on to their offspring. The inferior non-flying members of the same species would gradually die out, leaving only the superior flying members. Natural selection is the preservation of a functional advantage that enables a species to compete better in the wild. Natural selection is the naturalistic equivalent to domestic breeding. Over the centuries, human breeders have produced dramatic changes in domestic animal populations by selecting individuals to breed. Breeders eliminate undesirable traits gradually over time. Similarly, natural selection eliminates inferior species gradually over time. Darwin's theory of evolution is a slow and gradual process. Darwin wrote, quote, "Natural selection acts only by taking advantage of slight successive variations. She can never take a great and sudden leap, but must advance by short and sure, though slow, steps." End quote. Thus, Darwin conceded that, quote, "If it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down." End quote. Such a complex organ would be known as an irreducibly complex system. An irreducibly complex system is one composed of multiple parts, all of which are necessary for the system to function. If even one part is missing, the entire system will fail to operate. Thus, such a system could not have evolved slowly, piece by piece. The common mousetrap is an everyday, non-biological example of irreducible complexity. It is composed of five basic parts: a catch, a spring, a thin rod, a holding bar, and a platform. If any one of these parts is missing, the mechanism will not work. Each individual part is integral. The mousetrap is irreducibly complex. Darwin's theory of evolution is a theory in crisis in light of the tremendous advances made in molecular biology, biochemistry, and genetics over the past 50 years. We now know that there are in fact tens of thousands of irreducibly complex systems on the cellular level. Molecular biologist Michael Denton wrote, quote, "Although the tiniest bacterial cells are incredibly small, each is in effect a veritable micro-miniaturized factory, containing thousands of exquisitely designed pieces of intricate molecular machinery, made up altogether of 100,000 million atoms, far more complicated than any machinery built by man, and absolutely without parallel in the non-living world." End quote. The eye, the ear, and the heart are all examples of irreducible complexity, though they were not recognized as such in Darwin's day. Nevertheless, even Darwin confessed, quote, "To suppose that the eye, with all its inimitable contrivances for adjusting the focus to different distances, for admitting different amounts of light, and for the correction of spherical and chromatic aberration, could have been formed by natural selection seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest degree." End quote. You have just heard Darwin's Theory of Evolution at allaboutscience.org.